Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Michael's back. Michael's back. You know what time it is every time you hear this music, right? Although we are looking for a new song. That's right. It's the Mom and Michael Hour with my son, Michael Battle, all the way from Los Angeles. Hey, son, how you be?
I'm fantastic. And I was thinking the same thing you just said, which is I have not done my homework that you've assigned to me, which is finding a new song for the intro. So, yeah, I need to do that. I know.
You know, this whisper thing is way out right now. You know, Michael's back. It's not working anymore.
Yes, I need to find a new song. I know. But I mean, I've never picked any of the songs for the intro over all these, 15 years? How many years? 15
years? Oh, my gosh, 15. 15 years you've been doing this.
I've never picked
them. Isn't that amazing, though? I mean, think about it.
You always pick them, and I kind of go, like, we had
no, sometimes Jonathan picks them and say, hey, Charlie, you know, I was thinking about this for Michael.
No. I've never picked a song to lead off the Mom and Michael. No.
Okay.
Because, well, the original song was the 405. Was that a George Clinton song?
George Clinton opened for your hour?
Yeah. No. The Hollywood song. Yeah, it was.
That's right. Yeah. Hollywood, if Holly could.
Yeah, that was the very first song that we used because, you know, back then I was only talking about Hollywood and film stuff. And that was the song. And we used that for years.
We did use that for years. We tried a few. I remember for my opening show, there was a song called White Hanky. And it's all about the women in the church, you know, in the Pentecostal church, and how they would have that hanky ready to put over somebody's lap if they're, you know, if they were showing too much while they were in prayer, or if they needed to fan them or wipe their brow. I mean, you remember that, Jonathan. Can you play that song, White Hanky?
I can.
You find it?
No, I just need to bring it up over on the other monitor here.
Right. I feel like sometimes you think Jonathan is a computer, like, hey Siri, but instead it's just, hey, Jonathan, play this song. As if he can
I'm sorry if that's true. Really?
Manifest Siri, a song from a decade ago.
Siri.
That's because he's so good.
Ain't got my attitude.
Did you say ain't
that's
got?
That's correct.
What's wrong with you? What did you eat today? Chitlins? What happened?
Don't take away my words. My words are, I like God.
Oh, God, help us.
Anyway, so yeah.
Anyway, so you haven't looked for a song yet, right? You haven't looked
for
one
yet. No. I haven't looked for one, but I will.
Do you want one with a male voice, or if it was Beyonce or something like that? I mean, does it matter?
Oh, I'm not that particular. It's just, you know, I've never picked one. So this is a new exercise for me. What do I actually want for my intro song? That's a whole new world. I've just kind of.
Oh, that's a good song. A whole new world.
That's right. I'll come on here and just show you the world. And I have no
can
good jokes.
Show
for that.
You the world. Just...
I mean, it would Which, fit course... with your love of Mickey Mouse. It would fit.
You know, that's Which... right. Well said, Jonathan.
And you know, of course, I was there yesterday.
Oh, were you there?
We had a friend come in town, and he. Not only had a VIP tour yesterday, but he had a VIP tour on Friday. He was staying at the best suite at the hotel attached to the parks, and how sweet that was there. And we actually went and joined him on his tour, and then had a full dining experience at Club 33 later on that evening. I actually ran into a coworker at the lounge, at dinner rather, at Club 33, which is I've never had that happen before. And she came over. She's like, "Is that Michael?" And I was like, "Well, yes, it is." And I got to give her and her sister and her sister's kids a tour of the lounge area. And it was, of course, you know, a very cool networking moment because she was much higher up at the company than I am. So right. I was like, "Well, hello. Welcome to the place." And you know, we're asking who got her in, and she's like, well, how did you like this? It's like, well, we're members. Like, are you really? So it was a really kismet, you know, fun work moment that happened at dinner this weekend. But I was blissfully happy. It was like 90 degrees. You know, of course, we're all sweating, but it was warm and wonderful, and I had such a wonderful time. So I know you laugh at the amount of time that I spend at the parks and how often I go, but it does make me very happy. But, of course, oh, I almost forgot to mention this. Something really special happened when I was there on Saturday. So you've heard of Star Wars Land, obviously, right?
When I saw that little video, what was it, a nanosecond long? Oh, gosh, I laughed so hard. Facebook,
I posted a video of this moment. So we're with the group, and most of us in the group go to the parks a lot. So, you know, we're used to it. We love it. It's our happy place. We're walking around with the tour guide in Star Wars Land. You know, and in Star Wars Land here in Los Angeles, it's rather Anaheim where Disneyland is. They have Star Wars characters walking around. They interact with you. They talk with you. They have Chewbacca. They have Rey. Kylo Ren will walk by every now and then. Like, it's pretty cool. There are actual characters that will show up in the parks. I've seen them. They're wonderful. And we're walking through Star Wars Land, and suddenly I see Boba Fett. And it's the version of him from the new Disney Plus show in season 2. And at first I look over and I see the backpack with the rocket in the top of the backpack. And I think this is just someone cosplaying in their own Star Wars homemade costume. But then I remember you can't do that at Disneyland. You can do what's called bounding, which is where you have a regular street clothes outfit that is inspired in part by one of their character costumes. Oh. But unless it's a special event, you can't just show up at Disneyland head to toe in one of their costumes. So for that very reason, because they want people to know, you know, who is a character and who is not. And then I realized, oh no, this is a brand new character at the parks. He's walking around. People were crowding, started to follow him through because they couldn't believe he was there. And he talks to you in the exact same voice and interacts with you, has the helmet, the whole thing. Anyway, I posted a video on Instagram at Michael Battle LA of me just completely nerding out.
You nerded out.
Just completely. No doubt.
I mean, your eyes were like almost rolling up, you know. I mean, it was, and your teeth were kind of like, oh man, you know, you had that feel. It was like, what in the world? What happened?
It was amazing. Oh, it was absolutely amazing seeing him. I took a selfie picture of him behind me because he wouldn't stop because he's in character. He's not going to just stop and talk to you because of the kind of character he is. And that's what happens throughout Star Wars Land, that everyone who works there stays in character at all times. But that was really cool. I definitely went full nerd. But, you know, that's why I go, because they're very good at creating magical moments like that for people who are really into their brand and all the IP that is under the Disney umbrella.
Right. Okay. So I just want you to know, just watching that, I watched it over and over again, your expression, and I kept thinking, oh, my God, I think this, you need to go to see a doctor and have them, like, what do you call it? When you're in a cult or something. What is that called when they have to...
I don't know. Unbrainwashed? We'll make up a word for this.
Yeah.
Deconditioned.
Yeah. You know, you need that. It's. I mean, at this point, when I saw that little short video, I went, uh-oh, I need to get to California. I need to bring a doctor.
No, you should come here and come to the parks with me. Because remember the last time you were here and you went to the parks and you got to see the parade and... you had a blast. Now, mind you,
I had
you,
so much fun. I did.
You had had knee surgery, and you were on one of the scooters, and you were taking.
don't go payments. There, Michael. Don't.
You were taking some pain meds for your knee surgery, as was okay. But you had a magical time.
Oh, Geraldine. Oh, Geraldine.
She almost hit a few people in the car. Beep, beep. She's like, this place is amazing. There's a parade, the colors. She loved it, Jonathan.
Where's the love, son? Where's
let me just
love?
Say one thing about this. I will never forget this ever. Ever.
I was on meds, man, and I was driving this little car. There's a little whatever. What do they call those things?
It's a scooter. Michael's right. Yeah. It's like one of those med scooters.
Yeah. Which, okay, thankfully they had, because if they hadn't had that, you couldn't have walked around the park. You had just had surgery. But the, yeah, the look that I had in the video I posted on Instagram was the same look you had looking up at the park. It was the same face. You had a magical day.
No, you know, first of all, we went, because I almost fell off of that thing. I went with you to go see the Nightmare Before Christmas ride. Mm-hmm. And I am not a fan of Nightmare Before Christmas at all. I didn't want to go, but I did. And then I came out and got back on the scooter, and I fell. I fell bad.
Almost. But you enjoyed the ride.
Oh, my God, I enjoyed the ride.
See?
Did I really? Did I really?
Yes,
Michael,
you did.
Think about that now. Think
it
about
was
it.
Colorful and wonderful
and scary and,
you were like,
and
look
freaky.
At it. It's not scary. You loved it the whole trip. So you experienced Disney magic, which, as I always say, you know, if I was ever to be deconditioned from the House of Mouse, or a therapist is going to talk to me about it, it would all come, as Freud said, would come back to my mother, because you took me to Disney World every year as a kid. So really, you started this when you really think about it.
Wait. are you putting this
you
on
did.
Me?
It always comes back to mommy issues.
It always comes,
it
back,
always
to
comes
mommy
back to mommy issues.
You hear, I'm speaking. Hold on. Excuse me. Really? Michael, you know how I... Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right.
Truth
my
hurts,
fault.
I know.
Oh, you did that?
Fault.
You said that?
I didn't. I didn't say fault. It was, I didn't say fault. No one said anyone's fault. I'm just saying my love for Disney started with, you know, I like you, as it did with most moms in the 90s.
Right.
By the way, I saw, I think it was a post on Facebook, and it was a story from WCCO talking about the anniversary of the Mall of America. I forgot the year. I think it was.
Oh yeah.
30.
We sang at that. 30? It's been 30. I think it's the 30th year, isn't it? I can't remember. Jonathan,
yeah,
if you can look that up for us. But we sang at the very first one.
Now, well,
wow.
Now, number one, we have to break. I'm sorry, we have to break. But what am I looking? What show was this at the Mall of America?
Which opening?
Oh, the okay. So yeah, they just celebrated their 30th year anniversary. So
got it.
Yeah, 92 is the year it opened.
Yeah, you guys just don't believe me when I speak. Okay,
right.
We got to take a break is what you're saying, right, Jonathan?
Yes, that's what I said.
Okay. Michael, you know, Jar Jar Binks might be the next one you see at the Star Wars thing. Will you be excited?
I would complain. Customer complaint immediately.
Immediately, I'll be with you.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
All right, we'll come back in just a moment.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Mom and Michael Hour with my son, Michael Battle, all the way in Los Angeles. And I have such a great time with him and Jonathan. And I tell you, we are just thrilled that you stick and stay with us. As we were talking about, you know, the mouse, I don't get it. But if Jar Jar Binks had been walking with Boba Fett, what would you have done, Michael?
I would have put in a customer complaint. It's anachronistic. It doesn't make any sense. Don't do it. No one wants that. No one asked for that. Please,
representative.
No. Mm-mm, no. He represents bad decisions. Put it away. Put that costume in
That's
the back.
True.
Don't bring it back out.
That's right. I agree with you on that.
We were also talking about the opening of the Mall of America, which I had completely forgotten that you just said that the Steels sang at the opening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really fun.
Was I there?
I don't know. There's so much I don't remember about it. I remember in 10 years later, we were in the Rotunda for Christmas singing, if I have mm-hmm. that correct. But, you know, the Mall of America was just so outstanding when they opened. It was just unbelievable to know that there were like 220 or 250 stores in there. And
it was incredible.
It was incredible. I don't even remember an amusement park necessarily. Was it already there at the beginning? I don't
know. It was there, and on the CCO piece that I saw, they showed footage from the opening, and I immediately told Joey, I said, oh my gosh, that's what it used to look like. In my mind, it looked like that. There's this fountain at the front that I recalled, but and like the guy on the story said, I also still call the park Camp Snoopy. I know it has a different name, different branding, different company, but I'm always like, oh, we should take my nieces and nephew to Camp Snoopy. And it's like, wait, what? I'm like, oh, you know, the park.
That place. Yeah. But can you imagine what they've been through during this pandemic, man? It's, you know, open, close, and so much more. It's just been nuts. But it's still thriving. I mean, it really is, especially for the children for the summer, where they can go and just play. And then they have that water thing. I think they've opened that water thing. You kind of cross a bridge.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have to look. Jonathan, did you see anything about a new swimming thing?
I'll have to check on that. I'm not aware of any new features, but I mean, they're changing stuff. I have been over there in the last month. I go there and I kind of file my visits away and probably try to never think of them again.
See, no. When I was a kid, we used to go almost every weekend. I couldn't wait to go to the Mall of America. And when I come home, I make sure to go every single trip, because even though it's lost some of its luster, it's still really, really cool. And I have all this nostalgia around it. But when I used to go before, there were two magic stores inside. There was a full-scale magic store, and then a smaller magic shop within like a fun store. And of course, there are all the rides. There were way more stores to shop. It was a really cool place to just go hang out for a while, see a movie. I went to the premiere of Rocket Man. I'm sorry, the Rocketeer.
The Rocketeer?
And of course, yeah, the Rocketeer had its premiere at the Mall of America. And my friends and I ran to go see it because Arnold was going to be there. We're like, oh my God.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, yep. What was that Christmas movie he did that happened there too? He was back there for that. Oh, it was a terrible movie.
That would
terrible
be Jingle movie. All the Way.
All the Way.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All of a sudden, my ears hurt. Yeah. It was pretty awful.
And then for the season one opener of Dragonfly TV, we did a huge thing in the Rotunda where we took over the whole thing, and then I got to host that on stage with the kids, and I had all this video up, and it was all sponsored by Best Buy. So as a family and also just being a kid going there, I haven't had to have so many great memories from the Mall of America, and that's why I always go back every Christmas.
And they are still making memories. The last time I was there, I kept walking to get my walk in, and I actually saw the chapel. Do you remember that they have a chapel where people can get married? They have wedding dresses you can buy, tuxedos you can rent. They have it all. And it looks really small, but it's not that small. So I was amazed at everything, you know, a miniature golf. And now it has, what, four hotels, I think, attached to it, if I'm not mistaken?
I believe so.
It's been remarkable. It really has. It's going to keep thriving.
By the way, I don't know if there's any new water feature there. I'm trying to look real quick at the what's new at the Mall of America from the Explore Minnesota website, exploreminnesota.com. And they say the indoor theme park, which now, like you said, it was Camp Snoopy. Now it's Nickelodeon Universe. Mm-hmm. Home to 27 attractions. Some of the newest include the Bubble Guppies Guppy Bubbler. That might be it. That might be the water feature.
No. That's a ride they have out there for young children. Yeah.
And they also have the, I guess it's called the Ride the Barnacle Blast Zip Line, which is the longest indoor zip line in the country.
I saw that thing last time I was there. Absolutely not. What you're not going to do is catch me zip lining across the Mall of America. I looked up and I was like, no, thank you. I saw 12-year-olds just like, wee. I was like, nope, not going to be me.
Wow.
Not going to go on that thing. It's terrifying. It's literally a zip line that goes over the theme park in the center of the Mall of America. And there's a SpongeBob SquarePants roller coaster. And when I tell you, Venice and I screamed, and no one warned me. I was like, oh, I'm an adult now. This is a new kids' ride at the Mall of America. This should be fine. No, terrified.
Terrifying?
I mean, in a fun way, in a good way, but I just didn't expect a roller coaster that intense to be inside of Mall of America. It was great.
Wow. Okay, Michael, we have to take a break. We'll come back in just a moment. Stay tuned, everyone. It is now 10:38 here at WCCO. Welcome back to the Mom and Michael Hour. Okay, Michael, you went to see a movie, dude. Tell us about it.
Yes. So I was hesitant to go see Bullet Train today. It's in its second weekend, and I've seen the ads for it, so I'll start there. Have you seen the trailer for this new Brad Pitt film?
No, I have not.
So you watch the trailer, and it's Brad Pitt being Brad Pitt in Japan. It kind of looks like the future or just present-day Japan in a comic book almost, which I think it actually is based off of a graphic novel. And then a whole host of characters, and they're all assassins, and they all end up on this train trying to find this briefcase full of who knows what. Insanity ensues from there. So if you like assassin movies, this obviously seems attractive, but it just, the word of mouth on this has been so mixed, so I wasn't sure if I wanted to go see it. But then I remembered I have AMC A-List, and I'm paying monthly, and it is ostensibly free to go see a movie. There were two seats. I found a time, but we went to go see it.
Awesome.
How is this movie? It is intensely stupid and silly, but kind of enjoyable. And yes, I know that makes no sense up front, but that really is the review. You're watching it, and you're sitting through this over 2 hour long movie, and at no point does it ever become a movie that you had to see on a big screen, or a movie that you want to say, oh, this is amazing, tell your friends. But also at no point are you bored. You're just slightly tickled for 2 hours, you know? And I don't want to ruin any surprises, but there are a bevy of cameos, really, really big cameos in this film. I hadn't looked at the cast online, so I didn't know about them. So those were quite shocking to see online. And by the time you finish the movie, the first question I had was, what was the budget? How did they pay all those major stars to be in this movie, and why did they all join it? And I just pictured Brad Pitt being like, hey, you want to come be in this weird film about assassins with me? Yeah, okay. It's going to be really low-key, but kind of quirky and fun. Come do this. And they all went to go do it. So if you like the genre, you know, if you have time on a Sunday afternoon like I did, yeah, go see it. It's kind of enjoyable. You won't be bored. Brad Pitt is being, you know, Brad Pitt. He really isn't delivering anything on screen that is novel for him or that is, yeah, you know, his peak work. But he's charming and his character is interesting. And, yeah, so check it out or just wait until you can watch it on streaming somewhere and go with that.
So, you know, that was just kind of ridiculous, that whole thing you just did about this movie. It sounds as though you really, really weren't, you know, overjoyed by it. But, you know, there were moments. Is that what you're saying?
It's not even that I wasn't overjoyed or that there weren't moments. Again, consistently tickled is the best way. I was pleased. I was entertained. It was just fine and well. But at no point was I like, wow, this is an amazing movie, but I wasn't bored. So it's really one of those easy breezy, lazy afternoon type of films. And you just kind of enjoy it if you have time to go see it.
Well, that's awesome, Michael. Okay, here's something I want to ask. Because every time I've been on Facebook with you for the last month, the air quality in L.A. has been remarkable. What am I missing? Is it as good as I'm seeing?
No, of course not.
What?
I mean, we've had some clear skies and it looks pretty in pictures. LA often looks beautiful in pictures, but we're in an intense drought. So actually just driving home today, there was this gorgeous sunset and all these colors and the mountains as we came over the hill looked like a painting. But that's because there was so much smog that, you know, it kind of washed out all the mountains behind us and was really quite wonderful to see. So, no, the air quality here is still not great. It's very dry. It hasn't rained in months. But, you know, we just keep getting through it and enjoying the Palm Springs. I mean,
but your season for rain, isn't that coming up?
If we have it. We went through the last one and barely got any rain. I mean, we're in a very, very, very deep drought here, which, of course, is ironic because in Northern California, there are major floods happening in certain parks. So we'll see if we get any of that rain, if it helps. But yeah, right now it's just dry and dusty and not as it should be.
Right. I agree with that. Okay, Michael. So I was wondering what I was going to talk to you about, and we came up with some things that I really enjoy tonight. But the air quality, you know that you don't see the air quality. It used to be a time you come to L.A. and you could literally look at the sky and go, okay, it's going to be a bad day for breathing. But it's not like that, right?
No. I mean, you hear me clear in my throat. We're used to it. It's like asking a person who lives in Hong Kong, like, you know, or mainland China, you know, like, oh, how do you deal with the air quality? We're just, it's not great. It gets worse. We're kind of used to it, and we try to not complain, and we just live our lives. But that's one of the downsides of living in L.A., though it's one of my favorite cities on the planet, is your air quality might not be that great. But, of course, I think you know that during the lockdowns, we had the cleanest air in the country for like a week. It was a very rare moment. That probably was the first time we'd had that in decades, but it was gorgeous in Los Angeles. I mean, truly the city of angels when that happened, and it was wonderful. And all the birds came out, and then you kind of saw what this place could be like if we all just stopped driving.
Yeah, you remember that first year of COVID that was so awful. All the animals started coming out that we hadn't seen in a long time across the world. So it's really mm-hmm. remarkable that it only took, you know, what was it, a month or maybe 2 months, and all of a sudden the air quality was so much better. We have got to get back to that, period. We have to if we're going to save ourselves and save the planet. So I'm just so excited to have you on. Every time you're on, your mother is smiling. I'm literally on the microphone, and I just have to keep smiling because I love you. So we're going to wrap this up tonight with something from Reignite the Soul, and it's called The Thought for the Week. So August 14th is The Thought for the Week, and it goes like this. This week, take time to create a dreams list. These might be things that you have in your heart to achieve, but do not believe it can happen. Write them down. Don't stop there. And while you are in process of writing down these ideas, other ideas may pop into your consciousness. Write those down too. This exercise can be fun and will put a smile on your face. Doing this exercise will also begin to shift your brain into a space of possibility and positivity. True brainstorming. Now, when I read that first paragraph, I thought, yeah, we've heard all of that. But then it continues. When you are done, take one of them and write it on another piece of paper. You may also want to create a plan. But if you choose not to create a plan right now, just write the desire on the piece of paper. Keep it in front of you, in your notebook, journal, bedside table, whatever. Somewhere you will be reminded of this dream. Now, do with it what you will, but do not let your dreams, passions, desires, big, hairy, audacious goals die. Your dreams will only be impossible if you create that mindset construct. So create a different construct. Don't tell me the sky is the limit when there are footprints on the moon. That is a quote from Brant Paul. And finally, live large, dream big. You will achieve your goals. You will achieve your dreams. Believe in you. Now, some people would say, that's that mushy stuff that you always hear about. But seriously, some of this is really important. Would you buy into that, or have you bought into it?
I mean, that's what Los Angeles is made of. And first of all, I'll just say apologies for my phone issues in the past few minutes. That should be cleared up now. But yeah, that's the stuff LA is made out of. People who come here, when you're out networking, whether you're working a day job or whether you are a freelancer, or you're here to, you know, be in the entertainment or the arts in some capacity, we all come here, many of us are transplants. We come here to chase big dreams. So it may sound mushy, it may sound cliche for other people, but that's very much woven into the cultural fabric of Los Angeles. Everywhere you are, there are a room full of people pursuing a dream, and it may not be what you're doing together at that job or that place, but they sure are working on it. And, you know, in my 10-year career in post-production, that's always been the joke. You can go to any company in Los Angeles in post-production, which, of course, is still entertainment, but not, you know, producing films or starring in a movie. You can put together a full crew for a film set. You can write a movie. You can put together an entire band. You could probably make a video game because you have enough graphic designers and artists who can do that and have those skill sets, because people come here with so many multifaceted skills and really passion that, you know, it makes your coworkers really wonderfully interesting to have in any workplace here in Los Angeles.
Right, right. Well, I don't know. When I read that, there were little pearls in it that really spoke to me. Not the majority of it, but just little pearls. And so I'll keep that close and just kind of reread that to make sure that I understand and can accept what it's asking me to do for me. So there you go. Michael, I love you. We're going to have to break now, and I am excited to have you on every night that you're on. So don't hang up. We'll be back in a moment. It is now 10:53 as we wrap up this hour. I just love having my son on. And Michael, have you heard this story about Warner Brothers Discovery condemns threat against J.K. Rowling made after Salman Rushdie died, a Rushdie attack? And I'm just wondering if you heard about this.
And by the way, he isn't dead.
Right, he isn't dead. I that's why I corrected attack.
I would love to hear more details because I saw a headline about this and I was just like, I don't have time. And I scrolled right past it and didn't actually dig into the story. So what? And yeah, they're trying to defend her. And what happened?
Okay, it's an interesting story that I don't understand most of it. But according to this article, it says that Harry Potter creator J.K. Rowling, after she expressed concern for the Satanic Verses author Salman Rushdie. On Friday, after Rushdie was attacked on stage in Western New York, Rowling tweeted in response, "Feeling very sick right now. Let him be okay." So I'm not really sure why this is a really big deal. I'm not sure. I mean, what happened to Salman Rushdie being attacked? That's real for sure. But I'm really not sure why this is important. Now, the tweet that she put out, J.K. Rowling put out, says author Salman Rushdie has been attacked as he was about to give a lecture in Western New York. An AP reporter witnessed a man storm the stage at the Chautauqua Institution and began punching or stabbing him as he was being introduced. Unbelievable. This is what we've been hearing more about, people doing this. Remember with who's the comedian that everyone has problems with? They
Dave
either
Chappelle.
Love him or not. Dave Chappelle.
Chappelle.
Same thing.
Yeah,
someone
Chris
went
Rock.
Up
yeah.
on the stage, right? Chris Rock. So, it's just really weird that this is happening.
It's weird, but I mean, okay, yeah, she posted a tweet about it. You can dislike the author, but again, this is America. People are allowed to have free speech.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is now 10:38 here at WCCO. Welcome back to the Mom and Michael Hour. Okay, Michael, you went to see a movie, dude. Tell us about it.
Yes. So I was hesitant to go see Bullet Train today. It's in its second weekend, and I've seen the ads for it, so I'll start there. Have you seen the trailer for this new Brad Pitt film?
No, I have not.
So you watch the trailer, and it's Brad Pitt being Brad Pitt. In Japan, it kind of looks like the future or just present-day Japan in a comic book almost, which I think it actually is based off of a graphic novel. And then a whole host of characters, and they're all assassins, and they all end up on this train trying to find this briefcase full of who knows what. And then, you know, insanity ensues from there. So if you like assassin movies, this obviously seems attractive, but it just... The word of mouth on this has been so mixed, so I wasn't sure if I wanted to go see it. But then I remembered I have AMC A-List, and I'm paying monthly, and it is ostensibly free to go see a movie. There were two seats. I found a time, but we went to go see it.
Awesome.
How is this movie? It is intensely stupid and silly, but kind of enjoyable. And yes, I know that makes no sense up front, but that really is the review. You're watching it. And you're sitting through this over 2 hour long movie, and at no point does it ever become a movie that you had to see on a big screen or a movie that you want to say, oh, this is amazing, tell your friends. But also at no point are you bored. You're just slightly tickled for 2 hours, you know? And I don't want to ruin any surprises, but there are a bevy of cameos, really, really big cameos in this film. I hadn't looked at the cast online, so I didn't know about them. So those were quite shocking to see online. And by the time you finish the movie, the first question I had was, what was the budget? How do they pay all those major stars to be in this movie, and why do they all join it? And I just pictured Brad Pitt being like, hey, you want to come be in this weird film about assassins with me? Yeah, okay, it's going to be really low-key, but kind of quirky and fun. Come do this, and they all went to go do it. So if you like the genre, you know, if you have time on a Sunday afternoon like I did, yeah, go see it. It's kind of enjoyable. You won't be bored. Brad Pitt is being, you know, Brad Pitt. He really isn't delivering anything on screen that is novel for him or that is, you know, his peak work. But he's charming, and his character is interesting, and yeah, so check it out, or just wait until you can watch it on streaming somewhere and go with that.
So, you know, that was just kind of ridiculous, that whole thing you just did about this movie. It sounds as though you really, really weren't, you know, overjoyed by it. But, you know, there were moments. Is that what you're saying?
It's not even that I wasn't overjoyed or that there weren't moments. Again, consistently tickled is the best way. I was pleased. I was entertained. It was just fine and well. But at no point was I like, wow, this is an amazing movie, but I wasn't bored. So it's really one of those easy breezy, lazy afternoon type of films. And you just kind of enjoy it if you have time to go see it.
Well, that's awesome, Michael. Okay, here's something I want to ask. Because every time I've been on Facebook with you for the last month, the air quality in L.A. has been remarkable. What am I missing? Is it as good as I'm seeing?
No, of course not.
What?
I mean, we've had some clear skies and it looks pretty in pictures. LA often looks beautiful in pictures, but we're in an intense drought. So actually just driving home today, there was this gorgeous sunset and all these colors and the mountains as we came over the hill looked like a painting. But that's because there was so much smog that, you know, it kind of washed out all the mountains behind us and was really quite wonderful to see. So, no, the air quality here is still not great. It's very dry. It hasn't rained in months. But, you know, we just keep getting through it and enjoying the Palm Springs. I mean,
but your season for rain, isn't that coming up?
If we have it. We went through the last one and barely got any rain. I mean, we're in a very, very, very deep drought here, which, of course, is ironic because in Northern California, there are major floods happening in certain parks. So we'll see if we get any of that rain, if it helps. But yeah, right now it's just dry and dusty and not as it should be.
Right. I agree with that. Okay, Michael. So I was wondering what I was going to talk to you about, and we came up with some things that I really enjoy tonight. But the air quality, you know that... you don't see the air quality. It used to be a time you come to L.A. and you could literally look at the sky and go, okay, it's going to be a bad day for breathing. But it's not like that, right?
No. I mean, you hear me clear in my throat. We're used to it. It's like asking a person who lives in Hong Kong, like, you know, or mainland China, you know, like, oh, how do you deal with the air quality? We're just, it's not great. It gets worse. We're kind of used to it and we try to not complain and we just live our lives. But that's one of the downsides of living in LA, though it's one of my favorite cities on the planet, is your air quality might not be that great. But of course, I think you know that during the lockdowns, we had the cleanest air in the country for like a week. It was a very rare moment. That probably was the first time we'd had that in decades, but it was gorgeous in Los Angeles. I mean, truly the city of angels when that happened, and it was wonderful. And all the birds came out, and then you kind of saw what this place could be like if we all just stopped driving.
Yeah, you remember that first year of COVID that was so awful. All the animals started coming out that we hadn't seen in a long time across the world. So it's really remarkable that it only took, you know, what was it, a month or maybe 2 months, and all of a sudden the air quality was so much better. We have got to get back to that, period. We have to, if we're going to save ourselves and save the planet. So I'm just so excited to have you on. Every time you're on, your mother is smiling. I'm literally on the microphone, and I just have to keep smiling because I love you. So we're going to wrap this up tonight with something from Reignite the Soul, and it's called The Thought for the Week. So August 14th is The Thought for the Week, and it goes like this. This week, take time to create a dreams list. These might be things that you have in your heart to achieve, but do not believe it can happen. Write them down. Don't stop there. And while you are in process of writing down these ideas, other ideas may pop into your consciousness. Write those down too. This exercise can be fun and will put a smile on your face. Doing this exercise will also begin to shift your brain into a space of possibility and positivity. True brainstorming. Now, when I read that first paragraph, I thought, yeah, we've heard all of that. But then it continues. When you are done, take one of them and write it on another piece of paper. You may also want to create a plan. But if you choose not to create a plan right now, just write the desire on the piece of paper. Keep it in front of you, in your notebook, journal, bedside table, whatever. Somewhere you will be reminded of this dream. Now, do with it what you will, but do not let your dreams, passions, desires, big, hairy, audacious goals die. Your dreams will only be impossible if you create that mindset construct. So create a different construct. Don't tell me the sky is the limit when there are footprints on the moon. That is a quote from Brant Paul. And finally, live large, dream big. You will achieve your goals. You will achieve your dreams. Believe in you. Now, some people would say, ah, yeah, that's that mushy stuff that you always hear about. But seriously, some of this is really important. Would you buy into that, or have you bought into it?
I mean, that's what Los Angeles is made of. And first of all, I'll just say apologies for my phone issues in the past few minutes. That should be cleared up now. But yeah, that's the stuff LA is made out of. People who come here, when you're out networking, whether you're working a day job or whether you are a freelancer, or you're here to, you know, be in the entertainment or the arts in some capacity, we all come here, many of us are transplants. We come here to chase big dreams. So it may sound mushy, it may sound cliche for other people, but that's very much woven into the cultural fabric of Los Angeles. It's everywhere you are, there are a room full of people pursuing a dream, and it may not be what you're doing together at that job or that place, but they sure are working on it. And, you know, in my 10-year career in post-production, that's always been the joke. Is you can go to any company in Los Angeles in post-production, which, of course, is still entertainment, but not, you know, producing films or starring in a movie. You can put together a full crew for a film set. You can write a movie. You can put together an entire band. You could probably make a video game because you have enough graphic designers and artists who can do that and have those skill sets, because people come here with so many multifaceted skills and really passions that, you know, it makes your coworkers really wonderfully interesting to have in any workplace here in Los Angeles.
Right. Well, I don't know. When I read that, there were little pearls in it that really spoke to me. Not the majority of it, but just little pearls. And so I'll keep that close and just kind of reread that to make sure that I understand and can accept what it's asking me to do for me. So there you go. Michael, I love you. We're going to have to break now, and I am excited to have you on every night that you're on. So don't hang up. We'll be back in a moment. It is now 10:53 as we wrap up this hour. I just love having my son on. And Michael, have you heard this story about Warner Brothers Discovery condemns threat against J.K. Rowling made after Salman Rushdie died, a Rushdie attack? And I'm just wondering if you heard about this.
And by the way, he isn't dead.
Right, he isn't dead. I that's why I corrected attack.
I would love to hear more details, because I saw a headline about this and I was just like, I don't have time. And I scrolled right past it and didn't actually dig into the story. So what? And yeah, they're trying to defend her. And what happened?
Okay, it's an interesting story that I don't understand most of it. But according to this article, it says that Harry Potter creator J.K. Rowling, after she expressed concern for the Satanic Verses author Salman Rushdie. On Friday, after Rushdie was attacked on stage in Western New York, Rowling tweeted in response, "Feeling very sick right now. Let him be okay." So I'm not really sure why this is a really big deal. I'm not sure. I mean, what happened to Salman Rushdie being attacked? That's real, for sure. But I'm really not sure why this is important. Now, the tweet that she put out, J.K. Rowling put out, says, "Author Salman Rushdie has been attacked as he was about to give a lecture in Western New York. An AP reporter witnessed a man storm the stage at the Chautauqua Institution and began punching or stabbing him as he was being introduced." Unbelievable. This is what we've been hearing more about, people doing this. Remember with who's the comedian that everyone has problems with? They either
Chappelle.
Love him or not. Dave Chappelle.
Chappelle.
Same thing.
Yeah,
someone
Chris
went
Rock.
Up
yeah.
on the stage, right? Chris Rock. So, it's just really weird that this is happening.
It's weird, but I mean, okay, yeah, she posted a tweet about it. You can dislike the author, but again, this is America. People are allowed to have free speech, and I don't think any artist should be able to go on stage and expect to get attacked or someone trying to kill them. So. She's an author saying, hey, there's another author who maybe she does or doesn't agree with their work, but no author should be attacked on stage or artist, period. That shouldn't be the norm here. So my guess would be if Warner Brothers is trying to blow this up or if they're trying to, I don't know. I don't, because, you know, she's so tied to the Harry Potter franchise. There's been issues with her before. People have tried to cancel her before. So maybe this is tied to that. But really, no, yes, have concern for any artist on stage sharing their work with them. And having someone trying to attack them, that's terrible and should not happen no matter what.
I agree with that.
I think this is Warner Brothers saying, hey, we're going to be there for you. We're going to, because this, if she's still going out on speaking tours and stuff of that nature, she's vulnerable. And this is something that, I mean, this isn't new. It's happened before, and it's happened in whether it's entertainment or sporting events. Or politics. Just remember, Sirhan has been in the news lately because he's been being put up for parole. And again, this is the man that is convicted of killing Robert Kennedy.
Yes.
So,
right.
So this is something that it's always been there, and it's always something that you have to worry about when you're someone that is a speaker or a performer or in that realm. You have to have concern about it because you never know when something like that is going to happen.
True. But it has been around for a long time. But I would say culturally in America, we feel like fame protects people because when you're famous, you're usually more often liked than you are disliked. And then when someone famous is attacked or killed, unfortunately, in the past, it's often because of someone who was a crazy fan, or that's how it's spun around it, or they hated them for some one particular reason. But in this case, our whole society is becoming more violent, and I think it's less about that artist and more just about can people be safe in public spaces no matter who you are.
Well said, Michael. I wish we had more time on that. Thank you all for joining us, for listening, for staying tuned into what we do here at WCCO. Thank you. And of course, Jonathan, thank you so much. Son, I love you. You take care of yourself, Michael, okay?
You too.
Good night, everyone. It is now 10:53 as we wrap up this hour. I just love having my son on. And Michael, have you heard this story about Warner Brothers Discovery condemns threat against J.K. Rowling made after Salman Rushdie died, a Rushdie attack? And I'm just wondering if you heard about this.
And by the way, he isn't dead.
Right, he isn't dead. That's why I corrected attack.
I would love to hear more details because I saw a headline about this and I was just like, I don't have time. And I scrolled right past it and didn't actually dig into the story. So what? And yeah, they're trying to defend her and what happened?
Okay, it's an interesting story and I don't understand most of it. But according to this article, it says that Harry Potter creator J.K. Rowling, after she expressed concern for the Satanic Verses author Salman Rushdie. On Friday, after Rushdie was attacked on stage in Western New York, Rowling tweeted in response, "Feeling very sick right now. Let him be okay." So I'm not really sure why this is a really big deal. I'm not sure. I mean, what happened to Salman Rushdie being attacked, that's real for sure. But I'm really not sure why this is important. Now, the tweet that she put out, J.K. Rowling put out, says, author Salman Rushdie has been attacked as he was about to give a lecture in Western New York. An AP reporter witnessed a man storm the stage at the Chautauqua Institution and began punching or stabbing him as he was being introduced. Unbelievable. This is what we've been hearing more about, people doing this. Remember with who's the comedian that everyone has problems with?
Dave
you either
Chappelle.
Love him or not. Dave Chappelle. Same thing.
Yeah,
someone
Chris
went up
Rock.
On the stage, right? Chris Rock. So, it's just really weird that this is happening.
It's weird, but I mean, okay, yeah, she posted a tweet about it. You can dislike the author, but again, this is America. People are allowed to have free speech, and I don't think any artist should go on stage and expect to get attacked or someone tried to kill them. So. She's an author saying, hey, there's another author who maybe she does or doesn't agree with their work, but no author should be attacked on stage or artist, period. That shouldn't be the norm here. So my guess would be if Warner Brothers is trying to blow this up or if they're trying to, I don't know. Because, she's so tied to the Harry Potter franchise. There's been issues with her before. People have tried to cancel her before. So maybe this is tied to that. But really, no, yes, have concern for any artist on stage sharing their work with them. And having someone trying to attack them, that's terrible and should not happen no matter what.
I agree with that.
I think this is Warner Brothers saying, hey, we're going to be there for you. We're going to – because this – if she's still going out on speaking tours and stuff of that nature, she's vulnerable. And this is something that – I mean, this isn't new. It's happened before, and it's happened in whether it's entertainment or sporting events – or politics. Just remember, Sirhan has been in the news lately because he's been being put up for parole. And again, this is the man that is convicted of killing Robert Kennedy.
Yes.
So,
right.
So this is something that it's always been there, and it's always something that you have to worry about when you're someone that is a speaker or a performer or in that realm. You have to have concern about it because you never know when something like that is going to happen.
True, but it has been around for a long time. But I would say, culturally in America, we feel like fame protects people because when you're famous, you're usually more often liked than you are disliked. And then when someone famous is attacked or killed, unfortunately in the past, it's often because of someone who was a crazy fan, or that's how it's spun around it, or they hated them for some one particular reason, but. In this case, our whole society is becoming more violent, and I think it's less about that artist and more just about can people be safe in public spaces no matter who you are.
Well said, Michael. I wish we had more time on that. Thank you all for joining us, for listening, for staying tuned into what we do here at WCCO. Thank you. And, of course, Jonathan, thank you so much. Son, I love you. You take care of yourself, Michael, okay?
You too.
Good night, everyone.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.